You're watching When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong. Brenda Johnson was at home one night eating popcorn and watching television with her girlfriend. The telephone rang.
Hello.
Brenda had a simple choice to make. Ignore the mild rudeness of someone hanging up on her, or keep it real.
Fuck that! I don't like people playing on my phone.
Oh, don't even trip. You're bigger than that.
No! I don't like people playing on my phone.
But in reality, it had nothing to do with people playing on her phone. Brenda had long suspected her boyfriend Jamal of cheating on her. This was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Hello?
Did you just call here, bitch?
Excuse me?
I know you just call here. Don't play dumb with me. Stop fucking my man. Star 69, you dirty hoe. You and I both know you sleeping with Jamal.
No, I was trying to call my aunt.
Bitch, please. You a bitch, and so is your aunt. Oh no, she did not hang up on me again.
Brenda could have ended the conflict there.
Play, bitch. Let's play.
But she decided to push her reload meter into the red.
Cause I keeps it reels like that.
Brenda went onto her computer and did a reverse lookup of Janice's number. Not only did she get Janice's address, but directions as well.
I'm fitting a ride on this bitch. Won't be fucking Jamal in this car, ho. Take that, you clap-having Jezebel.
What's wrong with
that? I don't like people playing on my phone. I keeps it real.
What Brenda didn't know is that Janice was borrowing the car from her older brother, a federal agent. She also didn't know that defacing a government vehicle is considered a felony in certain cases, this being one of them. After a short trial, Brenda was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison.
What's really good, bitch?
It was important to establish her realness early in prison. Confronted by another pivotal decision, she decided then and there to keep it real.
All right, bitch. Let's settle this right now.
The two women were all serving consecutive life sentences. It turned out they kept it realer.